If you were listening to the Red Wing game or watching the Red Wing game, I should say, on NBC on Sunday, you heard a nice little shout-out to Port Huron, as he often does, from our friend Doc Emmerich.
Kraft is looking for the most passionate hockey community in America. Nominate your community for a chance to host an NHL preseason game plus $150,000 in rink upgrades. Nominations now open. Kraft Hockeyville, let's rally. I would suggest Port Huron, Michigan, but I know Mike remembers that Brian Boucher coached the team in Silver State there. Eddie Olczyk played there, and I know you criticized Brian for the performance of his coaching long ago. Well, anyway.
So that was during Sunday's NBC broadcast. Thank you, Doc. Now people got a vote. Joining us right now, the general manager of McMorran, Rob Churchill. Rob, good morning.
Morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing well. This is a neat contest, and Port Huron's McMorran Arena has come so close so many times, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've been close. We've been in the top four once and top ten one other year. So we've been really close. We're just hoping this is the year, I guess.
Remind us how this all works.
So Kraft Hockeyville, what it is it's a contest that basically when people, they nominate their arena, their local arena online, and that contest runs through February 29th. You can do that at crafthockeyville.com. Kraft Hockeyville is all one word. And when I say nominate, there's several different ways that you can gain rally points for McMorran. The biggest reason or biggest way to gain those points is by nominating at their website. Mm-hmm. And that runs through February 29th. Once you've nominated, you can then add upload pictures. You can do some social media type shares and things like that. And that gains McMorran points as well. And after February 29th, that period ends. And then there's a judging period where they read through all the nominations and they tally all the points, which is March 1st through March 21st.
Okay.
And then at that point, they'll pick top four arenas is how it works this year. And on March 22nd, they'll announce those top four arenas. Hopefully, we're in that top four. Then we get a one-day voting period of March 28th through March 29th, 7 a.m. on the 28th till 11 a.m. on the 29th, where you would vote for McMorran if we're one of the top four. And then if we are the winner, not only do we get $150,000 in upgrades, which we're looking to upgrade our scoreboard with the money if we were to receive the money.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bigger picture I see, rather than $150,000, though, is we get an NHL game in Port Huron.
How cool would that be?
It would be awesome. And for youth kids, even teenage kids, and even adults, really, for that matter, to see, you know, 25 stars in town of the NHL would be awesome.
I remember years ago, the Wings used to come up here and practice during training camp, which was always fun, but an actual NHL game. Wow, that would be huge.
Yeah, you know, and it's a preseason game, which means they're not going to have every single player here. But each team, and my guess is it's either going to be, you know, probably Columbus Blue Jackets, which is a close team, or it's going to be the Toronto Maple Leafs. And can you imagine the Toronto Maple Leafs playing in McMorran against the Detroit Red Wings? And you're still going to have probably 12 to 15 stars on the team when they're here.
Yeah, it may not be an NBC telecast because it's a preseason game, but they would almost have to do that, wouldn't they, with Doc Emmerich and the Doc Emmerich broadcast booth? I mean, come on.
I agree. I think it's a perfect thing is to have him here broadcasting the game on NBC. And Calumet won last year, and it was a national broadcast game from Calumet, which is really just, it's an awesome thing.
Yeah. You can vote multiple times, right?
You can put as many stories as you want, and every time you put a story on up till February 29th, it's 10 points towards McMorran, which the closest thing to that is you can do a share on Twitter as well, which is 5 points, and then you can add photos, which is 3 points, just add a little note to someone else's story is 1 point, and you can react to one by putting an emoji or something on mm-hmm. Somebody's nominations is 1 point. So when you put a story in yourself, that's where we get the most points.
What's your story, if you had to tell a story about McMorran, if you got a chance to talk to these folks at Kraft and say, look, here's why we need this. Here's why McMorran is so important to Port Huron.
So when I was, and I can't remember exactly the age I was, but my dad and my grandpa used to, they used to have season tickets to the Flags back in the old IHL days with Billy the Kane and stuff. And I remember when the Red Wings were actually in preseason here, and we were sitting up there watching them practice, And it was kind of strange because we've seen Jimmy Devolano come in, and then we've seen these two guys come in with this young kid. And we're like, who is that? Well, it was Peter Klima, and they had just defected him to the Red Wings. And we actually saw when they introduced him to Jimmy Devolano, and there was two bodyguards or defect guy helps. I don't know what they call them, but they actually brought him into the arena, and we actually witnessed when he showed up, Peter Klima, you know, years ago when he defected from Czechoslovakia to come play for the Detroit Red Wings.
Wow, that's amazing. I think that McMorrin is so well known in the hockey world because of Silver Stick, you know, because of the flags. I think that people know McMorrin.
Well, the thing is, too, is you have to remember that in the NHL, there's probably a third of the guys have played at McMorrin at some point in their life because of Silver Sticks mainly.
Yep. Yeah, and then during Silver Stick, you get coaches that are sometimes NHL players and their kids are involved in travel hockey and stuff like that. So certainly is worthy, I think, of consideration for the Kraft Hockeyville contest. And again, it's just a simple website, right?
It's KraftHockeyville, one word, .com. It's really easy to find. Even if you forget that, you can always just search Kraft Hockeyville. It pops up pretty easy.
Vote early, vote often, vote daily, and fingers crossed here, Rob. Hopefully we make the top four.
We're going to keep going after it until we get it, I think.
All right. That sounds good. Rob, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate
All right, Paul,
you coming in.
Thanks for having me.